On the first game as a Patriot?
I'm excited. Just out there doing for walkthrough. And I saw a little thing that we run from out underneath of for the game. And I was like, you know, it's that time. You know, the first game in the NFL season, I believe, is tomorrow night. So, you know, it's time to get out there and play some ball.
Even at this stage of your career, do you get butterflies a week like this?
Oh, I get nervous before practice. I mean, so, you know. I just love putting on the pads and getting out there and playing football. So, you know, it's an opportunity. I'm excited about coming to a team that has a reputation for winning, and I'm just ready to do my part.
Do you get the sense you're going to play a pretty prominent role early on?
I don't know. I just prepare for anything. I have no idea what's you know, what my role is or whatever the case may be, but I open up my playbook and I try to make sure that I know everything that my position, just knowing everything that my position needs to know to be successful.
What are your thoughts about how the running game looked in the preseason?
It's not really something that I really pay attention to. I was more so trying to concentrate on making sure that I was doing things right myself, making sure I'm taking the right steps, making sure I'm picking up my pass protection. So that's not something for me to judge.
How important is it for you to learn the guys in front of you? Or do you just have to worry about your assignment and not worry about how those guys
It's important. It's important. But for the most part, it's more so knowing the block and scheme more so than the individual player. Sometimes as a back, it's your job to help set up your lineman's block. So it's just more so knowing the scheme and knowing where those guys are headed and then making sure that I'm pressing my reads and making the necessary cuts.
What was Belichick's message to you this week? Was there a theme that he hit on more than any other?
I think, you know, I really feel like that what we talk about in our meetings is something that should stay within the team. You know, I'll let you guys do your writing and make your judgments based on what you see out there on Sunday. But what happens in our meetings, I think it should stay in our meetings.
Are you comfortable now? I mean, you're talking about reading blocks and schemes. Are you comfortable with the line and
Yeah, I'm getting comfortable, especially in practice now. I'm getting a lot more reps with the first line. So I'm getting comfortable starting to get in the huddle and hear the play a lot clearer now. And it doesn't take me as while to sit there and what do I have on this play, what do I have on this play. But I'm starting to get comfortable.
Did I hear you right that you were doing some of what Kevin was doing for a little bit, like some of the third down stuff? And if I did hear you right,
no, I don't know. Like I said, I just prepare for everything. You never know what's going to happen throughout the course of the game. So as a running back, I've been in this business long enough to know that whatever position you play, you need to make sure you know the entire role, because you never know when you're going to get thrown in there.
How have you found that aspect of it? You know, specifically, you know, where he's excelled, which is in the pass catching game. And
I've always been a back that feels like I could do everything. I feel like I could do third down. I feel like I can do goal line. I think I'm an every down back. So, and I think I've proven that within my 8 years, well, 7 years in the league. So, like I said, it's just a matter of making sure I know what to do. That way, when I get my opportunity, I can go out there and put my team in the best position to win.
Lamont Jordan. Adelius Thomas.
What are your thoughts coming into the opener?
It's a challenge. You know, a good team, run the ball very well, very effective, very good defense, good on all three phases of the game. So we have a challenge cut out for us.
Do you remember your first opener?
Nope. I don't want to? I don't remember. I mean, that's it.
And do you think this team has gotten accomplished everything that it set out to do? Your team that's accomplished everything set out to in the preseason?
Anybody got any questions? I mean, preseason is over. We're talking about Kansas City.
Things totally different from regular season from the – I mean, is it – obviously the mindset's different, but we're starting clean from right here and all that preseason stuff behind it?
Again, we're talking about Kansas City. I mean, you keep wanting to talk about preseason. Preseason's done. It's over with. And so we've moved on, and we're getting ready for Kansas City. I don't think it's fair to Kansas City to sit here and talk about preseason.
Dallas, what are some of the things that makes Kansas City's running game so effective?
I mean, they have a lot of backs, good backs. All of them run hard, fast, you know. And so starting with Johnson, good offensive line. Waters anchoring that. Been to the Pro Bowl, as long as the Pro Bowl been there. And so those guys are ready, and so you got to be ready to stop the run because they run the ball very hard and very effectively.
and what do you see out of Brody Croyle, the younger guy, has a ton of experience. What have you seen out of him?
A very mobile quarterback, gets out on the edge a lot, very smart with the ball, takes care of the ball very well. And so, again, you know, we have to keep him contained, you know, because you don't want him out stringing the play along. So, again, it starts with stopping the run, though. You got to stop the run with the numerous backs that they have, from Charles to Johnson, Battle, Savage, have a lot of backs. And so, and needless to say, then you got Kroll, and then you got Gonzalez and Boyd. So they are big all over. The running backs are big. The quarterback's mobile. I have a great tight end who's one of the best in the game. So we definitely have our hands full, and definitely on the defensive side of the ball.
Regular season starts tomorrow night. Will you watch it at all,
those games?
Yeah.
Well, you'll watch some. You know, it'll be kind of strange. You know, on Thursday night, it's always kind of strange. But you'll definitely get out there and watch it and see what the guys look like.
Rodney Harrison.
Excited? Yeah, this is the time of season you're always excited. Finish with the preseason, now the real bullets fly.
Does it change as you get older on in your career that you're used to this week, or do you find that this week you get butterflies and you get some of those old feelings?
Well, you still get butterflies, but I think you appreciate it a lot more when you get older, because you know the time is wearing down on your ability to go out there and play. So you definitely appreciate it more, and you look forward to it more.
Do you like going against a Kansas City team that's known for running the ball, some of the physical team? Is that a team you relish playing to open up?
It doesn't matter. I mean, all teams pretty much, they pass the ball, they run the ball. It's just a matter of going out there, stopping them, and that's what we're working very hard to do.
All teams have tight ends like Tony Gonzalez?
Not at all. The best to probably ever play the game. Played against Tony for 9 years in San Diego. Very competitive, talented guy. Most catches, most touchdowns in the history of the NFL. What can you say about the guy?
What do you have to do against him? It's a safety.
Just play my game.
Is he someone who relishes physical back and forth, or is he someone that you can get to if you give him a good shot?
Tony's, like I said, he's one of the all-time greats, so, you know, it'll be a tough challenge for all of us to go out there and try to stop him, but just play my game. We're going to play our game and go out there and see what happens.
Do you remember back far enough to your first opening game, your first regular season game?
No, can't. 15 years ago, that's a long time.
When you go against a young quarterback like this, do you feel it's an opportunity to do some disguising and confuse him? Do you think you have a better shot against guys like that?
Well, you always want to give quarterbacks different looks, whether he's a veteran, seasoned veteran, or if he's a young rookie quarterback or second-year quarterback. So, you know, so he doesn't just get a pre-snap look on you. So, you know, you try to do what you can, make it a little tougher on him. But at the end of the day, you just still have to tackle, you know, and catch the ball and run the ball.
What do you see from him on film?
Athletic, can make some of the throws down the field. Doesn't look like he panics on the field. Very, very efficient, and he can get out that pocket. He can run a little bit.
Rodney, can you talk about this defense this year, the Pats defense?
No, you'll see Sunday. You'll see Sunday. You'll see. I mean, no need to talk about it. Just go out there and show. And let your actions speak so loud that you don't have to say a word. So go out there, and we'll see what happens on Sunday.
But you've got some young guys in now, and, you know, older guys, and it's a mixture of a couple of people here.
Just people until we go out there and play. All of us need to shut up and just go out there and win a ball game. That's what we're trying to do.
Regular season starts tomorrow night. Will you watch any of that?
Definitely. Excited about football. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be doing this. Most of the guys are excited about being able to see some other guys kick off the season and really start it up. And your mental is flowing. Your juices are flowing, like Mike said. You get excited, get butterflies. And Sunday, we'll see what happens.
Ryan, do you feel confident you guys can toss away the preseason, just flick on the switch for the regular season?
It's already tossed away. I mean, you're still focused on it. We're not. Preseason's over with. It's regular season now.
And you're confident these guys, everyone in here is ready for...
If we weren't confident, we wouldn't be here. He'll find somebody else to replace us. So we're working hard on the practice field and weight room, as well as, you know, in the classroom, knowing our assignments and just doing it with speed.
You still get excited over...
If I wasn't, I wouldn't be here. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be here. Trust me. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be here.
Rodney, Bill was saying great season, as good players making good plays, has nothing to do with health or anything else. Do you agree with that?
Say that again.
The key to a outstanding season is good players making good plays.
I think just a matter of everyone on this team being consistent, being dependable, reliable, and making sure that you do your job first and foremost. That's what's important. It's not about two or three guys being superstars, but it's about all 53 guys making sure they contribute, doing their job, and not blowing coverages or assignments, and just being accountable.
In that first game, there's a lot of unknowns. You really don't know what you have until you get out there that first.
That's why I told the young lady right here, we'll see what happens on Sunday. Doesn't matter about old, young. It's about going out there, executing the plays, and making plays. And we'll see what happens on Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Mike Vrabel.
I was just saying, going into the opening day, there are so many unknowns every year. You just don't know until you get there. Could you just talk about that a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think you really can't tell. I think there's a lot of guys are playing in different positions, and you know, guys are playing positions that they played in college, and maybe – you know, they get to the training camp and they perform a lot better. And so you really don't know what to expect. And you can look at preseason and look at the plays they ran. But, you have to understand that you're going to get a lot different looks in opening day.
Is it tougher playing a team like Kansas City that you haven't seen in a while?
Well, I think we don't know a lot about them. I think the players that we do know about them, from playing elsewhere, it's a young team. I think it's a team that is made up of, 15 or 16 first or second year guys. So they they're young and they're hungry, and we have to be prepared for that.
Could you talk a little bit about the running game?
Well, they got a lot of backs. I think a lot of great backs, and it starts with Larry Johnson. He's proven himself in this league, 1,800 yards 1 year, 1,650 the next. So, when you look at him, it gets, the drop-off isn't much after him. I think when you look at Charles and what he's able to do on third down, and, Savage and Battle and right on down the line. So I think they understand they've got good running backs, and they want to, get those guys the ball.
Regular season opens tomorrow night. Will you watch at all? Will you think, geez, we should be playing on Thursday night?
Well, Big Brother's on, so I'll probably be watching Big Brother. But I'm sure I'll flip back and forth from that to the NFL game.
You guys feel you're ready, Mike?
Yeah, I think that we're building towards Sunday. I mean, I think that, we don't have to be ready today, but we have to, continue to build to get ready and to, start to, generate some excitement and want to go out there and play and want to go out there and win.
A little different energy in this room this week than?
Yeah, I think so. I think, for right or wrong, the regular season's here and we're ready to go, and we need to be ready to go, and we need everybody, and this is the time that we've been gearing up for.
Do you remember your first Hillsboro?
Yeah, it's Cowboys, 1997.
Anything special about it?
I remember Nate Newton and Eric Williams slamming me to the ground, I think. I was a rookie from Ohio State. So, I think that the fullback, Johnson, crack blocked me on me one play, too. So I really didn't know what was going on out there, other than I spent more time on the turf than I did standing up.
You've come a long way.
Yeah, hopefully.